Hey guys, it's the Lone Wolf here, back with another episode, and I am sick. Yeah, I'm sick. I don't know how, but I'm sick. It's not COVID or anything, but I'm sick. And I don't know how my mic is handling right now, because I'm using a different mic, and all its fun, guts, and glory. And I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Thought I might as well give you guys an update on how I'm feeling, how what I'm doing, stuff like that, since the only episode I ever done on the podcast was a Miss Marvel episode, and let's just say I think I'm being burnt out of Disney Plus shows, man. You know, I mean, this is like a lot of people. I'm pretty sure it's not me. Not just me. But yeah, I don't know why. As soon as when episode 1 dropped, I'm like, cool. And then episode 2 dropped, I'm like, nah. Because, you know, I'm not a fan of coming out of age stories. Or, like, stories set in high school, because it's just not it for me. I never really grew up with the typical high school experience, quote-unquote. My senior year was during, you know, the pandemic. Need no say more, but yeah, I just can't find myself relating to high schoolers anymore. Or at least high school characters anymore, because I'm just like, nah, my high school experience wasn't like that, and stuff like that, so, yeah, and I don't know why. I guess it's not because of our race or anything. Let's just get that out of the way. I know a lot of people have millions of reasons why they don't like Miss Marvel. She's like, technically a brand new character, right? Like, introduced within the past decade or so, I think. She's Pakistani and Muslim, which, honestly, for me, it's not a big deal. You know, nothing wrong with people of color. Just, you know, don't stereotype it, because we're gonna perceive that race in that way, and it's kinda wrong or insulting when it's not within the stereotype. For example, me being Asian, right? You know, you think I'm smart. You think, you know, I know better. I don't. I'm broke. I'm unemployed. I dropped out of college for crazy's sake. So, you know, don't stereotype groups of people. Don't stereotype anyone in general, especially if you're writing media and everything like that, and appreciate the fact that we have flaws and all. So yeah, but I don't know, something about Miss Marvel, to me, I'm just like, I think, I don't know, I don't want to go through the cringe of high school, especially high school wasn't like that for me. I never got bullied in high school, fortunately enough. You know, I never was bullied for my race or anything like that, or the fact that I wasn't really smart at all, at least I think. I don't know. I think people were, like, low-key annoyed of me of being the teacher's pet. In my defense, I just didn't want to go to summer school and retake classes, okay? I'm just like, you know what? I don't care. If I get on the teacher's good side, that means I can ditch school whenever I want. that was my plan. If I'm in a good relationship, or like they know me and everything like that, I get leniency. Because of how I am, right? And I unfortunately don't really work well when a bunch of people are shouting or talking in a classroom, and I'm just trying to do my work in peace and quiet, and everyone is just really loud, which is not a bad thing, but for me, like, I get it, you want a social environment, but I can't handle that, because I like quiet. It helps my brain out. I don't know. I don't like talking. I think that's it. But yeah, so I never really had a normal high school experience. So, and I just don't want to go through high school again. You know, I end up celebrating, quote unquote, my last year of high school, being depressed. And frankly, I don't want to be reminded of what would happen if COVID never happened, right? You know, I don't want to think about that at all. I don't want to think about high school in general, you know, considering the experience that led up to this very point. No, thank you. So, yeah, that's my take on Miss Marvel. I'm probably not going to watch it, probably going to get spoiled on it. I don't care that much for it anymore, even though I should be. But I just can't. I'm just burnt out of it. I'm like, I don't like when I can't relate to myself, and it's the worst part of yourself. I don't like that feeling, because I feel it every day, and it's really annoying. So yeah, and also the fact that it came out same time as Obi-Wan Kenobi. I didn't even watch that show either, because I just can't. I tried getting into Star Wars, and then I just didn't want to do with it, because burnout. I didn't want to get burnout with Star Wars and everything like that. And since I'm always like seeing two opposing sides, you know, of Star Wars and everything like that, the good and the bad, if you will, of Star Wars and everything, and I'm like, y'all need a chill. Y'all need a chill. Okay, just because there's an Asian woman in Star Wars does not mean, oh, you need to freak out about it, okay? I'm at a point in my life right now where I don't even give a damn about representation. I never kind of really did. Yeah, there, I said it. I mean, yeah, you know, it's very positive when people are saying it on social media. Of all POC and everything like that, and then, which is good for them, you know. The more they see themselves in media, the more they feel empowered, and in a way, that's a good thing. But then you're leaning into stereotypes and everything like that, so it's really a mixed bag. But for me, all my life, I never really cared about representation. You know, the only representation I really had was an emperor that could kill people by cutting them in half. Their punishment, their method of dying was to basically get a Asian styled guillotine, if you will, and cut the person in half. And that was the opening. You see it in the opening montage when the theme song would play, right? It would be that. The Emperor would condemn a prisoner to death by cutting themselves in half. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. And I don't know how. My mom and dad and my aunt really loved watching it. Okay. So, yeah. So, take that as you will, as my Asian friggin' representation, whatever, right? And then I watched a lot of, like, Tokusatsu / Power Rangers and everything. And I grew up with Super Sentai and Kamen Rider. And then, you know, I always watched that because, not because of their Asian, funny enough, but because, you know, they're superheroes and everything like that. And I liked it a lot until I just got burnt out of it. I got tired of watching it every single year and everything. And, you know, it's always gonna be geared to be kid friendly, and I'm adult. I'm grown, and sometimes I just feel burnt out watching the same thing over and over again, you know. Although sometimes I would go back and listen to the theme songs, and they're always a bop. But yeah, representation, I never really cared for it because I was always surrounded by people of a different race every single day. And then over time, I just kind of gave up with it, and I'm always accepting at the fact that this is my world now, and you know, I can't really connect with people who kind of are not really looking like me, because I just kind of couldn't, because they don't know what it's like to have an Asian mom, you know, who is always like raiding on you with school and saying that school is good for you. And I keep convincing my mom, no, It's not. It's stressing me out. It's pointless. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life, okay? So yeah, and you know, I just kind of accepted that I'm gonna be seeing these people for a while, for the rest of my life, really, and it's just the world that I have to deal with. And you know, I never really surrounded myself with Asians before. I tried, I failed, for a reason that technically are childish, but I'm not gonna say more than that. But yeah, I just, you know, like, I'm like, I never really, I don't know, I've always felt depowered in a sense where, like, you know, I'm surrounded by people who are in a totally different culture than me, and I just kind of had to accept the fact that that was my reality. Because, you know, yeah, I'm like, there would be days where I would have, like, you know, like, Asian food, like, you know, like, dim sum, pho, stuff like that. But then, you know, I was born here in America, and, you know, Americans love their fast food. So, there's just that to consider. But, you know, I tried to like myself, with my race and everything. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Whatever happens, happens. You know. I mean, I'm happy that Shang-Chi didn't go with the smart Asian route, because that would be really, really annoying. Because, you know, like, not all Asians go into be... They don't go to med school. They don't become a doctor. They don't become a lawyer. They don't become an engineer and everything like that. Like, you know, it's okay to be dumb. I think... Not just Asians, but I think everyone in general, okay? It's okay to be stupid. It's okay to be stupid. It's okay to not know everything. It's okay to, you know, like, only certain things, and you don't have to like everything. But yeah, I think my mom is okay with me not going to college, even though she wants me to go, and everyone around me kinda wants me to go. But for me, I just don't want to deal with the stress that is college, okay? I'm already, like, I'm trying to recover that from high school, okay? You know, and doing college online was just the worst experience I could possibly ever had for education and everything like that. You know, like, I was already, like, feeling burnt out, and, you know, with just a bunch of stuff going on. You know, I can vouch for that 2021 was just not a great year for me. It wasn't. Am I slowly recovering from it? Kinda. And I was actually kind of pretty content with how my life was going. Until I'm sick! Until the day in June. Which... June 21st of 2022, my body decided to quit and be sick. I don't know how I got sick. It's not even COVID. Not sure if it's even the flu, considering the fact that I got it like 6 months ago. So I don't know what's wrong with me. And this is the weirdest month ever, because everyone right now is getting COVID or sick of some form or another. My mom got COVID. My aunt got COVID. Pretty sure every content creator you might know is sick right now. I hope not. I do hope that, you know, no one's sick right now, but it's just weird hearing the fact that everyone around me is sick. So yeah, I'm sick. I don't know how. It's not COVID. I'm sweating. It's summer. What is up today? I am bloody sick. I'm sick. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't. Maybe it was just me overthinking about life and my life decisions and everything like that. And maybe I was a little bit too close to my mom. Because I like hugging my mom. Because who doesn't like hugging their mom? Maybe if your mom has done something bad to you, then yeah, you should probably get out of that toxic environment. But I like my mom. I love my mom. My mom's great. She got COVID, but she's great. Yeah, so I think I was a little bit too close to my mom and I got sick. I mean, no big deal. It's not like I go out of the house anyway. I'm basically a big fat hermit that is trying to get her life together, sort of, not really. Yeah, not to mention it's really hot where I live and everything like that. It's really hot here. I'm trying to cope. Trying to cope with it. I don't know what's even wrong with me, if I'm gonna be honest here. I don't know, I just woke up feeling really really tired and warm and blah, and I end up having to wake up at 6 a.m. today for a good reason. I was watching a clip of a YouTuber and they mentioned portos, and that got me to search up portos. Now, I didn't want it to for them to deliver to me because it's like $16.95 for a dozen of one thing, and I'm like, nah, we're going to the actual store and get the actual thing. And so yesterday, which would be Wednesday, I asked my mom, hey, can we go to Portos? I'll wake up at 6 a.m. to go to Portos just to get the craving out of my mouth, out of my brain, right? And apparently she said yes, even though she's sick and has COVID and blah. But I'm like, if I'm able to wake up at 6 a.m. for this, will you take me? She said yes. The day arrives. I wake up at 6 a.m. No one's awake. I look in my mom's room. She's sleeping. I make a noise. And the first thing she tells me, I forgot we're going to Portos today. And I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. But we eventually went. I end up getting more sick. I don't know. I wore a mask and everything, so I'm fine. But yeah, I am somehow sick and I am not liking it. I'm not liking it. I'm not. Even though I'm trying ways to better my health with, you know, doing like workouts and stuff like that and trying to eat better. And then I found out that an orange will give me diarrhea because of its high fiber. Yay. At this point, I'm just gonna need sleep. And cough medicine, I don't know, but you know, I'm quarantined in my house. I'm fine, I think. I never really thought I was gonna get COVID, let alone being sick, because it's the middle of summer. Who gets sick in the middle of summer? People who got COVID. I mean, I did take a COVID test like 2 days ago. It's not getting any better. But apparently, no COVID. Allergens, or what they call it, I don't know. There wasn't any signs of COVID in my test, so I was somehow negative, but that also could mean I've done the test wrong. And honestly, I think I did the test wrong. I don't know what I did wrong, but I got the test wrong. I did the test wrong. I don't bloody freaking know. So, yeah, but I'm sick. Don't know how long I'll be sick. My throat hurts a lot. I sometimes get a fever. And then, runny nose. You know, it could just be the fact that I don't drink water enough. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should drink water more often. I don't know. I kind of developed a habit over the years of not drinking water. Because I blame high school, right? You know, they have like a no bathroom policy. And even if I did wanted to go to the bathroom, there weren't any options for me to go to the bathroom. Because they would either be locked, disgusting, and terrifying. Yeah. Suffice to say, my high school never really had the best bathrooms. At all. With that being said, though, I mean, I'm thankful to be in a position right now where I can go to the bathroom freely and not have to worry about when and how to use the bathroom and all that, but, yeah. So I guess there's that to consider. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been kind of coping with the sickness sort of okay, I think. I can't tell whether or not medicine is working for me because sometimes I just don't feel the effects working. I don't. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's working, and if it does, yay. If it doesn't, I'm like, okay. You know, I mean, I'm home all the time, so it really doesn't affect me that much. It does affect my mom, that because, like, you know, she works and stuff like that. Not to mention, I have an aunt who basically gets money from the government. And I have a cousin who's currently staying because he has Medi-Cal. And he got hurt in Hawaii, so he had to come and live with in my house because no one wanted to take him, not even his own sister. Which, you know, after having like what, 6 cats and now a puppy, I'm surprised she still has room for a guest room. So yeah. But I mean, I've been coping by playing Project Sekai, which is a fun rhythm game, or I'm sorry, Colorful Stage was that the English name for it. It's a really good rhythm game featuring Hatsune Miku. I thoroughly enjoy it a lot. I actually have fun grinding in a game. I don't know, Hatsune Miku Project Sekai is one of those games that just I don't feel guilty of trying to grind every single day. Like, I'm trying to manage my special currency and everything like that, but sometimes I'm just like, screw it, I don't care, Sega, take my money, take my dang money. I like Project Sekai. It has a bunch of Vocaloid songs in it that I like, and I can't wait within a year, when everything is updated to currently. It's a very complicated process, and I'm pretty sure the game developers are doing their very best and everything like that. You know, but I do love the game. I really like it. I get to listen to music and listen to Hatsune Miku and not have to feel guilty about it. maybe I'll do a dedicated episode to Project Sekai one day. Maybe when I'm feeling much better and in a place where I can say all these things about it. But yeah, it is a rhythm game that you can play on mobile. So, there's that to consider. Yeah, I like playing Project Sekai a lot. It's just one of those games where they're just fun. They're really, really fun. It's really fun. Go play it. Go download it on the wherever you got your apps at. But yeah, I think this is it for me. Maybe I'll take a quick nap. I really don't know. My sleep schedule has just been severely messed up lately, and I don't know what the heck I'm doing with myself, low-key. If you're sick right now, just rest. That's what I'm gonna be doing. And, you know, just survive, and, you know, your body is stronger than you think it will be. Unless you're in a condition where your body is absolutely weak, then that's rough, buddy. Sorry, I'm just like, so my voice, my throat is just not having it today. I mean, it's consistently been the same. I'm gonna be honest. It's getting a little better, but you know, it's not. I mean, I can confidently say that, oh, I can sing high notes and my throat will be okay. I know I should warm up my voice, but I don't do that because I'm not normal. Or maybe I am, I don't know. So, yeah, I think I'm okay. It's not COVID or anything, probably allergies. I really don't know what's wrong with me. But I'm gonna try to relax now. And yeah, please, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, whether it's by following it, actually subscribing to it, whatever the case may be, please follow it. It really helps out a lot. You can listen to this podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast at, and that will directly go to me. I hope. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so at The Lone Wolf Pod on both Twitter and Instagram, although I haven't been doing social media lately, preferably because I just have not been feeling it. I sometimes forget that I have a social media account for the podcast, but that's because I post bi-weekly, so I can't even care for social media right now. So yeah, but if you want to follow me, go ahead. No pressure or anything like that. You don't have to. It's fine. What else am I missing? I have an email down below at wolfthelone90@gmail.com for business inquiries. Really, whatever you want. I really don't care. Sometimes I don't even check that email, if I'm gonna be honest here. I don't even check it. Because sometimes, like, emails just give me burnout, and I don't want to deal with burnout, so, well, they give me, like, mental burnout, and I'm just like, not today, especially now since I'm feeling sick and bleh. Yeah, three ways you can support me financially: with your be to buy my merch if you can. I get it if you don't want to, that's totally fine, but, you know, I got some okay apparel that you might like or not at a very affordable price, I hope. So there's that to consider. What else do I have? I have a donor link if you want to donate me $1, $5, $10 a month. I'm pretty sure you can also cancel whenever you want, similar to Patreon, although it's through Anchor, so they're dead to consider. But I'm pretty sure Anchor has a service for you that you can unsubscribe to me whenever you want when it comes to donating. Even $1 a month is perfectly okay with me. But I get it if you don't want to do all those two things, which I get. People are just they're just not financially stable right now, or they just don't want to spend their money on me. I get it. Free way to do it is just share this podcast around to people who, you know, who might be interested in whatever I say, and just listening to it back to back. Get people involved, share this podcast around, do what you need to do. I'm kind of in the brink of just not caring about it that much anymore, but if people still enjoy it, you know, I'll still talk into a microphone and blah my thoughts out to the world. But yeah, it would help if you guys share the podcast around and listen to it back to back. I get money off from it. I think I'm getting less than 1 cent up 2 weeks from Anchor. Like, I'm getting like 1 cent for 2 weeks because I'm a lazy son of a bitch. I'm lazy, so, but, you know, it would help. And, you know, it's not like I don't want to do these weekly. I just have no motivation to do it weekly. So, and like I said before, with Disney Plus, it's just been a bunch of burnout lately for me. Like, I'm just tired of seeing new shows all the time, and I'm just like, I don't want to be on Disney Plus right now. I kind of don't. So, yeah, again, share this podcast to anyone that want to listen to me talk. If the volume sounds very weird in this episode, I'm very, very sorry, but I'm sick, I'm tired, I might sleep. I will howl at you guys later, and stay safe.